Happy New Year from Campaign Creations. And hello and welcome to this edition of the Campaign Creations podcast. I'm Dredd, and tonight I'm joined by two members of our community, Whiplash and Escadumesque, each with updates on their respective projects. Labyrinth is also here, and together we'll be announcing the winners for the scenario and campaign contests.
Hey, what's up everyone? I'm Whiplash, creator of Ascension Duran and Dark Purposes. I just did a few updates for Dark Purposes, added in some new sounds for one of the heroes, and just did a few small updates to some of the maps to make them a bit easier, so you shouldn't get completely crushed by the computer now. So, if you felt it was a bit too hard for you, go back, play it, you know, and maybe you'll be able to win this time, but it's not too much easier, just a little bit. And that's pretty much it.
Alright, fantastic. Thanks, Whiplash. And Escadumesque, you had something you want to update the community with?
Well, two things, actually. The first is, if you don't visit CC very often, you are not getting benefit from the new CC MP3 of the Week. Some time ago, when CC was still in its prime, it regularly ran an MP3 of the Week thing, where an individual would post an MP3. Of course, this was not really updated weekly, but the idea still remained, and a lot of awesome music was posted. Well, back in, I think, September, I managed to whip Labyrinth into action to get this system going again, and ever since then, I have been updating weekly with new MP3s. I update every Monday, so you should check out CC every Monday if you are interested in discovering perhaps a new composer or a new soundtrack. I typically post stuff that is outside of the mainstream, so there's a good chance you're going to find something that you are not familiar with. Additionally, some community news. Recently, a program called the Brood War AI Launcher was released at broodwarai.com. This launcher is basically the successor to Entropy, or Entropy Zero, the popular custom AI mod which featured non-cheating computers. This launcher basically allows you to mix and match computer AI opponents through a list of AIs that the community members have made, myself included. So, for example, if you want to play with, or if you want to, like, pit Zons against, like, six non-cheating Terran computers, you can do that with this launcher. It's as simple as loading it, selecting the computers you want, and pressing play, and StarCraft will launch. Also, I'm working on something ultra-secret and ultra-awesome. I don't have a release date, but when it comes out, you'll know it.
What is it?
It's called Secret Project S!
Why not Secret Project X?
Because X was already taken.
What's the S stand for?
The S stands for a word. I'll tell you the word, but that's all I'll tell you. Slash.
Alright, so Labyrinth, Ricky, and I were responsible for judging two different categories of contest submissions. First, we'll be announcing the winner of our scenario contest, and second, I'm going to announce the winners of the campaign contest. Now, both contests were placed based on their quality of text, triggering, mapping, and overall professionalism. I have to be honest, though, there's far too much content on all the submissions to give them justice in this podcast. Once the winners have been announced, I highly recommend our members venture to the forums. There they can review the winners' threads, download their campaigns, and honestly spurn more discussion there. Now, for submission into the scenario contest, a member had to create a scenario but with one restriction. The main character had to be Judicator Xylus, a Protoss unit in an Arbiter. Now, different plots, mapping styles, and game variants were created. However, the attempt made by one submission to create a dialogue choice-driven, open-ended RPG stood out above all the normal melee variants. Congratulations are due to Matic, the creator of Strange Worlds, pitting the player as Judicator Xylus through a variety of morally driven dialogue choices as the Protoss venture through a mysterious warp gate into an unknown adventure. It needs refining, but excellent work thus far. You're going to be receiving two StarCraft 2 beta keys, as well as a StarCraft cinematic poster. Again, congratulations, Matic, you really deserved it. The campaign contest was also open-ended, to the exception that it had to plausibly exist in any period between the 4 years, from the end of Brood War to the beginning to Wings of Liberty. Traditionally, I guess I'd have to announce the winners in a reverse order. I suppose the reason would be to heighten the anticipation for who placed first. But in this case, I don't think it comes to anybody as any sort of surprise who's taken home the blue ribbon. Vile Aggression. Congratulations, Laconius. Hey, you're going to be receiving 2 StarCraft II beta keys as well as the StarCraft board game. This campaign, it just grabs your attention from the very first briefing. The briefings are all excellent. They all have superb voice acting for what could be expected in, I mean, the one couple of months that we had for this, for the contest. And it just had a variety and a superior use of different effects. Now, the level of detail throughout the entire campaign is held very high. The plot is well thought out and written, and it stands on its own, let alone being plausible for the purposes of this contest. Beautiful mapping, advanced scripting, and you know, I guess it was just a lot of tender love and care that makes this an absolute winner. Taking home second prize, and 2 StarCraft II beta keys, as well as a StarCraft novel trilogy, congratulations, Tipreth, your campaign Echoes. An overall well-written and compelling plot makes this a must-play for anyone. The stealth missions in this campaign were a real treat. It was well thought out, and honestly, if it was continued to be worked on, it could really become an excellent package. Coming in third place and receiving the last 2 coveted StarCraft II beta keys, as well as a StarCraft poster, is Celestial Reverie, The Sweet Science. Congratulations, Desler. Overall, your editing, mapping, terrain, excellent use of triggers, and a memorable cast of characters make this a fine third placement. With your continued involvement in development and refinement, we honestly can't wait to see what comes of the Reverie in StarCraft II. Congratulations to all of our winners. You guys all deserved it. You did great work. Congratulations especially to Laconius for your excellent campaign, Vile Aggression. I recommend everybody downloads it immediately if you haven't already and play it. So once again, Happy New Year from Campaign Creations. Congratulations, Matic and Laconius. You guys both deserve to win these contests. You did excellent work. I highly recommend that everybody goes and downloads both his Laconius' campaign and the scenario map by Matic. Play it, post it. Post about it, rather. Guys, if you'd like to say anything before we leave.
I'd just like to point out that Laconius' campaign, Vile Aggression, it's a fairly decent level of difficulty. But if you find yourself unable to complete it, he has posted YouTube videos of an entire playthrough of the campaign. So if you still want to experience the campaign's story and voice acting and stuff like that, you can check out the videos. They're somewhere in his thread. And as for my closing words, PANTS FOR THE PANTS GOD!
For my closing words, I've decided to continue working on the campaign I started for that contest that we just announced the winners for. As some of you may or may not know, I had some surgery over the summer and was unable to complete it. But I'm gonna finish it.
Hey kids, this is Labyrinth. I know I didn't say much this podcast. Actually, didn't say anything at all. But I'll see you guys the next podcast. Peace.
In 2012.
Good night, and thanks for joining us. Now we're going to move on to announce the winners of the Campaign Creation StarCraft campaign. You know, I made the mistake of looking at the banner.
It's an awesome banner.
Show me the banner. I want to see this.
The Campaign Creation presents Campaign Creation StarCraft Campaign Contest.
Wow.
I wanna see this.
It's the main thread, it's just how he, it's his banner, it's... The Campaign Creation presents the Campaign Creation StarCraft Campaign Contest.
What the heck?
Yeah, I did that on purpose. Alright.
Even if I use the acronym, the CCPCCSCCC.
Holy shit!
Exactly.
Are you serious?
That's why it's awesome.